The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
A little knowledge nuggets here for you, because all I'm doing lately is reading. You know the first diet soda to ever use aspartame?
The Diet Pepsi?
It was in 1983.
Oh. 1983.
Tab. No, but it's something like that.
What else was there besides Tab?
I don't know if this is still for sale. Maybe it is. I'm not positive.
I don't know.
Tab and what other?
It's five letters. Diet Squirt.
Diet Squirt.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
No, I would have. We could have been here all day.
Is Diet Squirt?
I would have never guessed Squirt.
No, never.
Is Diet Squirt still for sale?
Squirt's still for sale. Okay. Yeah.
It's a regular in my home.
Yeah, mine
James,
too.
James loves
Diet Squirt.
I
love
Diet Ruby Red Squirt. Mm-hmm. Ruby Red Squirt's where it's at.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never even tried a squirt.
What?
It's that grapefruit.
I've honestly never tried a squirt.
Well, Dave, next time we get together when the quarantine stuff's over, I'll give you a squirt.
All right.
Yeah.
You never tried a squirt?
I've tried Freshka. Is Freshka like squirt?
No. I like it, though. I like Freshka, too.
I'd say they're similar. They're both like grapefruit, citrusy, like soft
drinks. Because I like grapefruit and citrus. I'm amazed that I've never tried it.
Freshka's actually a diet soda or soda pop without actually being a diet soda pop. It's zero calories.
Oh, wow. I like that one.
Huh.
But squirt's good, too.
It's kind of like, I guess, in Canada, they had Wink when we were growing up.
Wink.
It was Wink.
Wink was Canada's squirt,
Wink was Canada's squirt,
I think. Did it taste better or
I don't know. Honestly, I haven't had a squirt in so long that I don't have any frame of reference. Why haven't I had a squirt, Lee? That's a great question.
Why haven't I had a squirt?
I guess I just haven't thought of it.
This is like Jerry Seinfeld.
I know.
Who doesn't have a squirt?
Oh, why are you having any squirt?
I don't understand. It's good. It's good stuff. Try it.
Yeah. I haven't had a wink either.
I've never heard of it.
I haven't had a wink. I remember my last wink, which is crazy.
What a memory.
You don't remember a lot of things, but you remember your last wink?
I remember my last wink.
I can't remember what we talked about yesterday, but he remembers that wink.
It was a bizarre story, but I was in college at the time, probably first year. I drove over this set of railroad tracks, and my Chevette just went into a massive 360 spin at about 20 miles an hour. I was going no speed at all. And it just went into a massive spin just from hitting railroad tracks.
And you were drinking a wink?
No. So I'm spinning out of control, and I bang into the side of the road right next to a gas station. I'm like, Jesus Christ! I was only going 20 miles an hour. It's impossible to do that many spins at 20 miles an hour. So I pulled into the gas station. And I was like, I gotta get gas anyway. I'm getting gas. I start getting gas. I walk inside. I'm like, I just did 600 spins in a row outside of your place. Luckily, nothing was around. I'm like, and give me a wink. And I got a wink.
What do you want?
That's a great commercial. I drank it down.
What do you want for refreshment after almost dying?
Grab yourself a wink. I went right for a childhood memories because it was. Wink was like a drink I think my parents bought to mix with drinks. And I would steal them as a chubby kid out of their bar freezer. Their bar fridge.
So you just did. Oh, you just spun around for no reason.
None!
Was this in the Cadillac?
I was in my Chevette. I was in the yellow Chevette.
Oh, my God.
Yellow.
Did like a Mario Kart spin out.
Like,
you had Chuck
multiple,
with cars,
multiple
too. Every
spins.
Car.
I must have hit so many pure ice.
Can you just imagine a panicked man coming in like,
I almost died. Give me a wink.
Yeah, I was. He was like, oh my God, what happened to you?
I'm sold. I want a wink right now.
Oh man, they're delicious.
Did you have your long hair at that time or did you shave it by the
way? I would have had my,
shaved at college. So
First year of college, I had long hair.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to get the whole image.
Yeah. So I would have had long hair. I would have looked like a very disheveled man. What is happening to you? Well, what is happening to me? I'll tell you what is happening to me. I just did 25 spins for no reason because I went over a set of railway tracks.
You look like Chubby Jesus, too. So the guy
was like,
oh, my God.
He's like, oh, my God, it's Xavier.
Chubby Jesus needs a wink.
Yeah, yeah. What would you like?
The first thing you asked for was a wink.
I looked over and it called to me. But what's funny, I've never had another one.
That's it.
I remember my last wink.
Maybe it was times of crisis.
Yeah, bad memories, maybe. It was just.
I don't know.
Maybe it's time to bust one open now.
A wink. Can't get it.
Have a little wink.
I don't even, to be honest, I don't even know if they're
still for sale in
business
Canada
anymore.
Well, I don't know. I don't remember seeing
it's wink, Canada's, honestly. I think it was.
Is Canada's, well, Freshka's for sale in Canada.
And wink was definitely a grapefruit thing, right? It wasn't a lime thing. It was a grapefruit thing.
Oh.
I'm looking it up. Is wink for sale in Canada?
You can buy a vintage bottle of it for $10 on eBay.
Wow.
You can get it in the U.S., in Pennsylvania, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia.
They got some wink here, huh?
They got a little bit of wink.
Was it pilfered in through different states?
Looks like it's made from the people that make Canada Dry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Because it was definitely bought.
It's still for sale.
At the same time that you would buy Canada Dry, and it was in the little, they had a tiny little fridge in this, like, a homemade bar thing that my dad had.
That was their mixer, Wink?
We would have Wink or Canada Dry, whatever it was, you know, that they were going to. But it was in there just in case someone wanted a whatever drink.
Wink it up.
And I would steal it.
The catchphrase is the drink with a wink. It makes it sound like your beverage has a wiener.
Yes, and it does.
I only drink beverages with winks.
The drink with a wink.
Yeah. Me and my twink friends here, we only drink winks.
Yeah.
Drink with a wink.
It was wild. Hmm. It was a wild, wild time.
But that's what you turned to in a time of crisis was refreshing wink.
Yeah.
Refreshing wink.
Yeah. Just talking about squirting wink.
Yeah, we are. We're in the debate.
Yeah.
In the middle of it.
Which side are you on, Andy?
I don't know.
Are you a wink man? Or a squirt man.
Both of them have very controversial names.
Yeah, they do.
I was thinking that driving here, I was like, wink and squirt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you get both, that's a good night.
You get the wink first. Of course, I had to look up the commercials.
Yeah, the wink leads to the squirt.
Here's a wink citrus drink commercial here on TV.
Let me see that.
I'm very, very thirsty.
Jesus.
Wow. Imitation citrus-flavored carbonated beverage.
But I want the real thing.
I have what you want, darling. No sugar added wink.
Oh, that's wink funny. No sugar either.
Oranges, lime.
Very sexual.
This is very erotic.
Erotic.
I only drink the most erotic of drinks.
The most erotic of all carbonated
wink
beverages.
Wink really has a feel, cause the fresh fruit flavor of wink is real.
Uh-oh. There you go, Dave. It's a good jingle.
Wink
it's before
is real.
Your time. But
that is before his time.
It is before my time.
That's 1970. Holy
that
cow.
Real sexy.
It really was.
Yeah.
It really dirtied commercial. It up. They got like a French chick.
No wonder your dad got that.
I tell you, I don't mind this wink.
It was sold.
I tell you what. I heard some Italian bird on the commercial.
Much bigger back in the day. There's lots of commercials for it in the 60s and 70s.
Oh, yeah, look, it's Canada Dry Wink.
Yeah.
Get a whole new
That's Anne Margaret.
Oh. Well, she was Canada's number one star, right? They probably paid her $30 for this. Wow, that's sweet.
A little psychedelic.
Liquidates.
It liquidates, liberates, and excitates.
Oh, man.
Wink.
You hear that futuristic sound they put in there after the pop, pop, the wham, wham.
Very impressive.
Unbelievable.
Life alive, got big drink. Wink emanate. Life breaks the scintillate. Get a pop, pop. Tingle with wink.
I'm sorry, it's vastly superior so far to squirt. I haven't seen any squirt commercials.
I've never seen a squirt commercial.
They probably never had to.
I don't know if they. I don't think they needed to advertise. Mm. Squirt was one of my favorite pops.
Yeah, it's a good.
I just think solid. Oh yeah, solid pop.
Here's a squirt commercial for you.
Oh boy,
I can't get over how horny that wink lady was.
Super horny.
Squirt's not as good as a wink commercial.
Oh, these kids can't even do a slide.
Oh, gosh.
It's a bunch of idiots.
Kids getting hurt on water slides. Nice job.
It's the 80s.
Yeah. Cocaine plus water slide equals this commercial.
Feathered hair.
Yeah.
It's not cool.
Squirt fruit?
Only Squirt has squirt fruit?
I don't like that.
What's a squirt fruit?
I can tell you what it is,
but not
on the air.
Special squirt fruit.
I think I got a couple of those squirt fruits in my pants.
Two of them.
Squirt fruit? I just thought it was grapefruit.
Yeah. That's what I, yeah.
That's fake. What I would have thought.
I didn't know,
but
apparently
they've
invented a fruit.
Mm. Wow, we fell right down a wink and squirt hole.
That's fine.
That squirt lady, or that wink lady was not you, Lincoln.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have some sex tonight, going to some wink.
I think I will. Because I don't even know what drink you make with it. But all I know is that it was definitely in the bar fridge that when all the pop ran out, which was rare, but when it did, I would sneak downstairs and grab myself a wink.
Get the stash.
And it wasn't the best. As a kid, you were like, this isn't the best.
But you'll take it.
It's all right. So it reminds me of being a kid. So whatever the traumatic spinning accident that I was almost in, it triggered me to go right back to being, 7 years old.
There you go. By the way, I said it had 5 letters, and I'm sick of the text. It had 6, squirt has 6 letters. I was just looking at it wrong. Uh-oh. So there you go. So I was trying to tell these guys what it was. You can stop texting.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Of course, we never remember anything, but our listeners are amazing, and they do. So 5 years ago today, it still sticks in my mind as one of my favorite moments. It's the day the Disco Police was born.
Oh, Jesus.
That was 5 years ago today, if you can believe it. And if you missed that, let's take a little trip back in time here before we get to the news to the birth of Disco Police.
A West Texas man has been charged with impersonating a police officer. He pulled up to a fast food restaurant, realized there was too many people waiting in line, so he whipped out his sirens. Not those ones. Not those ones. Not those sirens. It wasn't gay sirens.
It's a super gay house party! It's a super gay house party here.
I'm the police.
I'm the police. You're under arrest. Time to play house music.
I hit the wrong button, damn you, Chuck.
There we go.
That's better.
It's still not good, but I'm so bad at this.
Super gay house party. Super awesome. It's gonna be the best time ever.
I think maybe eventually it plays a siren. Yeah.
Yeah, see, it does.
But
yeah.
At the top there, it played the super gay house remix, volume 99.
Oh, yes! Arms up in the air!
Someone said, I thought I was being pulled over by the Disco Police.
Oh, jeez. Pull over! We're the Disco Police!
You have the right to remain fabulous.
Disco ball on the top of the car.
That's what it does. Yeah. It's just laser beams pointing at it. You're like, oh, I'm being pulled.
pulled over by the disco police.
And the cop gets out in his short shorts.
Yeah. Get out of the car. It's time to dance.
License, registration, and dance moves.
That's what they do. They like the disco police pull you out, and then instead of like doing like a sobriety test, they're like, "All right, and dance." Like, okay, you can go. You're fabulous.
You're fine. Let me just give you a warning.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You gotta have a more fun day, okay? You look seriously depressed. Not anymore. Oh, look, there's another one. Let's go get him.
It's time to clean up these streets.
Pull over! Get out of the car right now.
I tased you. You'll dance better.
Oh, yeah, that's what we do. Oh, my God, these are awful tase. The tase, you son of a bitch! Start dancing! They pull over people for, like, looking like they're having a bad time, but they also pull over people for being fabulous and awesome, too. We just had to stop you and just tell you you're doing great.
You're awesome. Someone said I'm on a super crowded bus to work in Chicago right now, listening on my headphones. I can't contain myself on disco police.
Put those hands in the air! Yeah.
The canine unit has like a little Pomeranian or something. Yeah.
It's a purse.
We're gonna have to bust
up. Get the dogs.
Oh my God. Disco police coming soon to the Dave and Chuck Network.
Tonight on DCN, it's Disco Police.
So there you go, just a little flashback in time, 5 years ago today, when the Disco Police was born here on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Damn, that killed me apparently back then.
Oh, yeah.
That was Chuckle Guts Hunter.
It was a happier time. It was a happier time.
It was, a lot less on my mind. So, as you know, a lot of seniors are quarantined, and if they're in senior homes, they're stuck even on the floor that they're in that home, right? So if you're on the third floor, you're stuck in your third floor room. No one can even come up to the window outside and say hi to you. But when one Ohio man wanted to visit his mother in an assisted living home during this coronavirus lockdown, he got creative. He decided to take his company bucket truck to visit his 80-year-old mother, Julia. She lives on the third floor of a nursing home in New Middletown, Ohio. There's pictures of this here. There's the dude. There's the bucket truck, and that's him up at the window, keeping a nice distance still.
Who are you?
Get out of here.
It's me, your son, Mom.
Pervert.
What?
I'm here in a bucket truck.
Get out of here.
All right.
I took it to the darkest place that you could.
Get out of here. Recognize. Are you flying?
Wow.
They have to think it's a peeping Tom in the window.
Yeah.
Yeah, shuts the shade.
There's a pervert out here.
Where's my gun?
Oh, no. Shoots your son.
Yeah. Oh, what a tragedy.
Tragic tales.
Yeah.
So, of course, this place is in lockdown. No visitors allowed. He said, my mother kept calling me and saying she wanted to go out to dinner. And he said, Mom, that's not possible. You can't do that right now. So she was frustrated and disappointed. And so he decided he'd get creative. And he got the bucket truck from work. He said when his mom saw him at her third floor window, she was definitely surprised. But what? She said, oh, my awesome kid, what are you doing?
You got Arby's there? At first, I
throw it.
The sun was behind you, and I thought you were Jesus.
Oh, here I go. Here he comes.
Here I go.
Thought you were the Reaper.
Here I go.
I just thought just now about how terrible it must be to work at, number one, you're thinking, oh God, I don't want anything to happen to all these old people I'm working here.
Mm-hmm.
But trying to explain to old people that they can't do something that they want to do.
Oh yeah.
They would get so angry.
Yeah. They're
so angry. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's my cousin manages a nursing home and she says it's been just insane. That's part of the problem. Trying mm-hmm. to convince these people they can't move about and talk to each other and they can't play their bingo and they can't go to the dining hall.
Yeah.
So that's like one of their major battles every day is keeping people isolated. But also, like, family keeps coming by. They're not allowed to visit, but they're dropping off stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And they have to go through this entire process of
clean everything,
throwing out bags, not touching stuff. Mm. Like, it's just a major ordeal.
Yeah.
So they've not been having a lot of fun.
They have to, though, because once like one person gets it inside one of those places, everybody gets it. It's crazy how bad it is.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
People are still doing crazy stuff during all this. And in Florida, a guy entered a home for a crazy reason. He kind of was a home invader, they believe, because he was high as a kite at the time. But this is the sheriff talking about what happened here. This happened in Deltona, Florida. Take a listen.
This morning at about 5:45 in Deltona, a family was woken up on Libby Court by a crazed man screaming that dinosaurs were chasing him.
Broke
in through the front window. And like any good homeowner would do, she grabbed her gun with one hand and her cell phone with the other and called 911 and multiple times told him to leave the house. And when he did not, she fired one shot and struck him in the forearm. We were subsequently able to track him down and place him under arrest. And, you know, I just can't understand or I can't imagine the fear that was in this family's hearts to be awoken to somebody pounding on the front door and then smashing through your front window. And when confronted and numerous times told to leave, he continues to babble, leaving her with no other alternative than to shoot him. He's lucky he's not dead, to be honest with you. And obviously, when we went to question him, he told us that the dinosaurs were chasing him, and he thought he got some bad weed. He's been arrested and charged with burglary. Actually,
bad weed.
Weed causing.
What a horrible delusion! Whatever caused it, that's a bad one to have. You think dinosaurs are chasing you?
Dude, if somebody broke in screaming about dinosaurs in my house and I was armed, I'd be like, well, welcome to Jurassic Park.
I would have come around the corner like when I'm in Call of Duty and someone's just standing there and I realize it at the last second and I just unload every single bullet I have.
Yeah. No, he's lucky she was a bad shot because she did shoot him, right?
Oh, yeah. No, but I wouldn't have stopped. I would have just went like, tick, 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 tick,
tick, tick, click. Yeah, there's his mugshot.
What is this guy doing?
That's a guy?
He looks like a frat guy.
He's never done drugs in his life. It was like
bad weed.
That could happen to me, you guys. I could be Dinosaur Dave.
Dinosaurs, goddammit! There's dinosaurs!
I don't know what's going on. The velociraptor's after me. Let me in, bitch!
Dave could get that, though, from just, like, some cold medicine or allergy pill. We don't know. We have no idea.
I got some bad children's Tylenol.
Yeah, exactly.
You never know. This guy doesn't look like he's hardcore in the drug game.
No, not at all. So explains a lot, actually.
Yeah. Stuff could freak him out the first time he did it. Like me. I know not to do it. I'm breaking into houses.
His eyes are super close together, which is getting me a little worried, though. Because it always seems like when someone's losing it.
Yeah, they're those are real
those
close.
Eyes.
He's got some ear stuff.
Yeah, I noticed.
Yeah.
He's got a bunch of stuff.
I mean, I understand why he wants to smoke weed.
Well, he's the guy that they're like, somebody that was smoking PCP or something was like, give it to him and tell him it's weed. And he's like, are you guys sure about this? It's a good idea. Okay. Okay, the dinosaurs are here. I gotta go.
Did he have clothes on or was he nude at the time?
Well, they don't mention whether he was nude, so I assume he was wearing clothes.
Okay.
Someone said my brother was a sleepwalker. He went to the neighbor's house and was banging on the door, told them someone had broken into our house, killed my mom and sister.
Jesus.
And were on their way downstairs to kill me. They came busting into our house with their guns drawn.
That's a sleepwalker?
Wow, that's a nice neighbor.
That's a sleepwalker. He said my brother was 11 years old when that happened.
Dude, that's crazy.
Wow.
Said Dave takes a Motrin and wakes up 3 days later.
Yeah, exactly. Dave's like, I don't know. God, I'm in a jail cell.
What'd you do? Go to Burning Man?
What the? No, I took two extra strength Tylenols.
Oh.
I knew I shouldn't have taken two. You know what they were? They were the PM.
Yeah.
And I lost it.
Yeah, I almost made a bad mistake, actually, just the other day. I had a really bad headache. And I didn't even know Amber had these. She has Tylenol. And I had two in my hand. And thank God I just double-checked the... It was... They're 500 milligrams each. So I almost took 1,000 milligrams.
You'd live.
I'd live. For me, dude, like I take two 200 milligrams and I'm like, woo.
Tylenol gets you a woo?
Well, I'm like, I mean, totally great.
Oh, okay,
1,000 milligrams.
Right,
1,000 milligrams is like common when you have the flu.
Oh,
they put it in like Theraflu and stuff like that.
Okay. Huh. It's just common to me.
Yeah.
Like I don't.
Again, not Dave.
Yeah.
I was like, Jesus, I almost OD'd.
High poison control?
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to explain this one here, but I thought there were going to be 200 milligram tablets. I took two 500 milligram Tylenol tablets. Just hit me with it. Straight, the bad news. I'm dead.
You should be fine, sir.
Am I a goner?
No.
So I took out my label maker, and I put a label on the top of it that says 500 mg.
Oh, yeah, he's got the label maker.
I went over to Dave's house years ago, and everything was labeled. The whole house was like,
I gave up on that. And thankfully not as anal now. Yeah, but I still have my thing. I was able to fish out my label maker, and I put 500 mg right on the top. So they would know. I don't OD.
Smart.
Just being cautious.
You guys.
All right, so I've told you that watching New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's speeches during this whole thing, I kind of been impressed by the guy.
Yeah.
You know, I thought he's been handling things as his state kind of falls apart and, you know, loses its mind. He's been trying to keep everyone together. And I thought doing a pretty good job with the whole thing. But this I never saw coming. He's got a secret.
What?
Under his clothes.
Yeah, he does.
What are you talking about?
12 inches.
What's your secret under your clothes? If you have one right now that would shock people that knew you. What's your under-the-clothes secret?
Please don't tell us, Chuck.
Chuck, don't tell us.
You're the only one that's not allowed to tell us.
Yeah. Everyone else can call except Chuck. 1-855-954-6969.
Under the clothes.
Yeah. Toll free.
Secrets.
1-855-954-6969 or text us at 46969. What's your under-your-clothes secret? Because it appears that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has nipple rings.
Oh, Jesus, it does look like he does.
He was out yesterday in a polo shirt that apparently shows off his nip bars.
Mm-hmm. Good for him. He's getting after it, huh?
Yeah.
There it is, right there.
It's harder to see on that one.
It is. It's harder. There's different angles of it. But if you want to take a look at this, it's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. You can go check it out for yourself.
I really hope he doesn't have that.
Some people have some people have very bumpy nipples.
Yeah.
You know.
But dude, am I going to try and zoom? Can I zoom in on the computer?
It's really weird to want to.
That would imply he's just real wild.
I feel like he is.
No, he's got nipple piercings.
That's what it looks like.
Nipple bars, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got them.
Dude.
You know what, though? What's crazy,
but you'd never expect Cuomo, the governor of New York, to have nipple bars?
No, but my...
Those are the people that do it.
That's what I was just going to say. My roommate, her boyfriend got nipple piercing. He was like some really sort of uptighty banker guy. But in order to like be opposite of that, I think like in the bedroom or whatever it was, he was like, I got to do this. And he had those horseshoe things.
I don't know. I think if I am, let's just say I'm the governor, right?
Yes.
I have nipple bars. I'm taking them out during the day. Like I'm not wearing them.
If I have a white polo shirt on,
I forget they're there. Yeah. I'm going to let the world see my nipple bars.
I think Cuomo's like, go ahead, look at it.
Yeah, I don't think he cares. I don't think he cares. He's like, yeah.
Because I'm into rough, kinky sex.
So what's your under-the-clothes secret? That's what we want to know. This guy said, I'm an attorney, too. Shout out to Cuomo and his nipple piercings, because I have them, too, and I wear them under my suit every day, and no one has a clue.
I think all the stress of all those kind of jobs, like you're a lawyer, oh, the stress is getting to me. I should twist my nipple.
Yeah.
You're a leader.
So just
pierce it with a big needle.
I'm in charge of the state of New York. I better twist my nipple up and hang myself from them.
You do hear about that, though.
Yeah.
I guess you do, right? But I just, for a public figure, you know, who knows he's going to be on camera in a white polo shirt. I mean, at the same time,
it shouldn't matter. Who cares what he has?
No, it doesn't really matter what Johnson has.
Yeah, well, I'm sure. Someone said 5-1 his sack is pierced, too, if he has nipple rings.
He's got a full-blown Jacob's ladder.
Oh, wow.
Probably.
He looks like a Prince Albert kind of guy.
The kind of governor that likes to party.
Yeah.
So the number to reach us is 1-855-954-6969. That's toll free, or text us at 46969. Monique's from Boston. What's your under the clothes surprise, Monique?
My under the clothes surprise is I wear padded underwear.
For like incontinence?
Yes, incontinence. I wear them daily to work. No one knows about them. It just gives myself a little extra shape.
Oh, wait, hold on. Like, when I say incontinence, I mean, like, you can't stop peeing yourself.
Oh, no. I don't have anything like that going on.
So you're just covering.
I thought you were, I was just like, you got a leaky bit.
I didn't know what to say.
Yeah, like, you're just wearing a little something so it gives it a bit of a poof.
Yeah, like a
padded
shape.
Ass.
It's like a shape leak
thing. Absolutely.
Oh, that's much better.
Okay, that's way better.
You got like a Tom Cruise ass.
I was like, our first call is leaky bits.
Yeah, I didn't know. I was speechless. But
Dave was like, you have suffered from incontinence then? I'm glad we cleared that up.
When I go to have to fix my pants, they do give me a little bit of a diaper look. They do.
It's like booty pads.
Yes.
Okay. There you go. All right. Well, there's Monique's secret under her clothes surprise: booty pads.
Yeah,
booty pads.
Way better than incontinence.
Yes.
Or anal
leakage.
Yeah.
Way better.
I was like, ooh, rough start.
Yeah, Lisa gave me the thumbs down.
Oh, like, yeah.
Way to go, Dave. Way to go.
She actually gave you the golfer clap.
Yeah, she gave me the golfer
sarcastically.
Clap. Sarcastically. She gave me the double thumbs down. Like, you suck, Dave.
Great idea, Dave.
We're starting off with a woman who pees herself. Yeah. I don't know what to say to that.
I'm glad that lady got a chance to clear that up, because she sounded real happy about it. All. She's like, yep, suffer from incontinence every day.
Yeah, she's lucky that she didn't just become the girl who pees herself.
We just would
have hung right up on her.
Ooh.
She got a chance to explain herself.
Yes,
thank God.
She may not have known what incontinence meant.
No.
Now she does, for sure.
Yeah.
She'll never use it in that context again. Let's go to Rain from New Hampshire. How you doing, Ryan?
Prepare to peg.
What's your under-the-clothes secret?
Basically, it's not about me. It's about my boss. So he wears too tight of pants, and he bent over this morning, and you can clearly see the outline of a butt plug.
Wow. Isn't he crazy?
You got a little jewel back there?
I hope you're social distancing.
That's insane.
It's all Lisa can think about.
Too close, you can
from him and his butt plug.
Butt plug.
Well, you're right. From 6 feet.
How close do you have to be to someone to see their
my
butt
pants
plug
would have
pants?
My pants would have to be incredibly tight for you to see any kind of plug that would be so going on.
Unless it's sticking out the back a bit, right?
But I mean, does he have like a like dress slacks and they tell a little too much
I
of the
don't
tail?
Know.
Luckily, I have poor vision. I wouldn't be able to tell.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't go around staring at men's asses.
That's a good thing, too.
It's another positive. You won't see your boss's butt plug.
Yeah.
Someone texted in, my under the clothes surprise, I'm uncut, baby.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's, I mean, probably more common.
Mm. Yeah.
Still would, you know, some ladies have said they're not into it. And
sure.
Others are fine with it. All depends. This guy said, my end of the clothes surprise, people are shocked my penis is 8 inches. He said, I'm not exaggerating. I'm an Asian man, and it blows people away.
He might have one of the largest Asian penises. He should, he could be a huge Asian porn star.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Because I'm telling you, I mean, you know, there's a lot of, you know, Asian porn that's out there. And if you want to feel better about yourself,
it helps.
Yep. Old Quan Lee Hung. That's a great porn star name. I'm just
sure. Why not?
You can take it.
He can have it.
You go with it. Courtesy of Dave.
Yeah. That's Dave's other job. He names Asian porn stars. He gives them their name.
Here's one. I have a PA. What's that mean?
Prince Albert.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Oh, I don't know what that is. What was I never heard before. Lauren. Hey, Lauren. How you doing?
Hey, Dave.
Hi. Mm-hmm. How's it going?
How's she going, eh?
Lauren, what's your under the clothes surprise?
Well, it's not mine, but my boyfriend under his, he's got a third nipple.
Oh, yeah?
Oh. Is it below his other nipples, or is it off to his armpit or something?
It's like close to his other ones.
Were you shocked the first time you saw it, or no big deal to you?
No big deal, because it wasn't like noticeable. It just looked like, you know, it's like a scar.
Yeah.
Luckily, they don't look like a big giant nipple most of the time.
Yeah, they're very rare they'd appear as a full nipple.
Yeah. Right?
And very, very rare it's got its own areola.
Yeah, I don't think they pop out areolas a lot, the extra ones. It's all
I wish they did. I wish they did.
Extra areolas. I'd hate to see it.
You know, you'd hate to see it.
I'd hate to see it,
but I wish they did.
This guy said, it's my wife who has a secret under her clothes. She has a Queen of Spade tattoo and a slut tattoo that no one knows about.
Jesus. Wow, just to go ahead and just say slut right on your body.
To put a slut tattoo on your body is bold.
You're into a certain type of sex. Like very aggressively putting yourself down.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? That you want to be just...
Degradation.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you've got that on you somewhere.
Yeah.
You know?
You're right.
Yeah.
So we were shocked to learn that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo appears to have pierced nipples with barbells. You could see it in a press conference. He was wearing a see-through, pretty much see-through polo shirt yesterday. If you want to see it,
I want to say see-through. Well, it was tight. It was tighter fitting on his nipples.
Tight white polo.
Yes, wearing a mesh.
Imagine he had a see-through shirt on.
Oh, I hope he doesn't do that. Press conference with a mesh shirt.
Oh, my God. Amazing. America, how are you? Oh, God. But it did catch us off guard. If you want to see it, it's up at davidchuckthefreak.com. So we want to know, what's your under-the-clothes surprise? Brian's in Boston. Brian, what's yours?
Hi, Brian. Hey, is this Dave and Chuck?
Yes, it is.
Hey, penis balls.
Oh.
Good morning, guys.
Penis.
Hey, so a couple of years ago, I was in the military, and I lost one of my fingers. Mm-hmm. And while I'm at work all the time, I only got, I always have gloves on. So, I mean, most of the people that I work with and I see every day have no idea that I only have 4 fingers.
So your other, the finger that you lost, it's just in it's just empty, or do you stuff it with something, or what do you do? Is it all loosey-goosey?
No, it's just empty. Yeah. It is kind of flopping around, but you kind of got to look close to notice it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be a shock if, you know, you took your gloves off one day at lunch and I'm like, well, hey.
Yeah.
Where'd that finger go?
I think it's crazy with my dad, like, because he's missing the tips of his two fingers. And, like, most people would have had no idea, you know.
Yeah.
They'd have no idea.
This person said, I'm a nurse. My under the clothes surprise or secret, I have my lady button pierced.
Yeah.
That's
pretty
different.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Is that obviously increases?
Yes.
God, that's a big...
yes, it does.
Well, I know, but that's a big risk to take, because if something went wrong, man, you'd hate to lose the lady button.
Yeah, I think they can botch that one, and it's a bad thing, real bad.
But when they get it right.
They get it right, it's like decorating the most beautiful thing. Yep.
By the way, people are saying that woman thought I said for confidence, not in confidence.
Oh.
That makes a lot more sense.
It does.
Right?
She was like, yep, yes. Incontinence. We were like, you just...
Oh, boy.
Dribbling. Just dribbling.
It comes right out.
Lady bits.
Oh, dribble.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Someone else says here, under my clothes, surprise, I've got two prosthetic legs. Huh. Lost my legs to an IED in Iraq about 10 years ago, but people are always shocked how well I can still move or walk. Like, they can't tell. Because most people, you can tell. I worked with a guy years ago that had two prosthetic legs, and he just walked differently, right? I mean, he never would wear shorts or anything, but you could tell.
It's like you can't bend at the ankle the right way, but I did see...
better with them.
I saw new legs that they've designed that when you take a step, it actually does the exact thing like
an
actual leg does. You can't tell at all.
Yeah.
It's wild, the technology.
Yeah.
This guy said, my under-the-clothes surprise, I wear bikini panties under my shorts.
Huh.
That's wild, though.
Who does?
Did James?
James just texted it.
I wear a man thong, thank you very much, underneath my clothes.
You would never call it that.
Not bikini bottoms.
You would never call it that.
I wear a pair of underwear designed for a man with a large unit.
Yes! He does.
Yes. But it would still, I don't know, shock you. Someone else said, on my ass, I have a tattoo of a hang gliding zebra. And that's my under the clothes surprise. That's probably one you got when you were like a teenager, or you know.
What made you decide to get that? I wonder.
Hang gliding zebra. Zebra.
You
I don't
go
know.
With that.
I don't know, Liz. Sure.
He loves doing extreme activities.
Drugs.
And has a soft spot in his heart for zebras.
It's got to be it.
Yeah.
Combining the two most loved things.
Huh.
I think it has a lot to do with probably mushrooms.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Someone says, my under-the-clothes surprise is that my left foot is size 16, my right foot is size 14, but you can't really notice. That's quite a difference.
Yeah.
2-inch difference?
Yeah.
Are there a lot of double-sized foot people? Because what do? You can't buy... You'd have to buy the bigger size, right?
Yes.
I don't think
you go in and you're like, I'll take 116 right and 114 left.
They can't sell them.
No.
They
buy two pairs of shoes.
Two pairs of shoes they can't sell, or one pair.
Well, you would never want to have noticeable two different feet, so you would just go with the big.
You'd go 15.
No, oh,
I think you'd
would
go
you?
15, yeah. So one would be a little squish, but the other one, because the 16 on a 14 would be too big. It would probably fall off. So I'd have to go 15 probably. It would still fit the smaller one, and I could jam my one into the... I think I'd go 15.
Yeah.
I think that's how I'd have to play it.
Whew. Some big, giant feet.
I know. I'm 14, so I know how big they are.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. 116? Poor guy. Wonder how he shops.
I don't know. That's
oh, my
a crazy...
God.
There's got to be, I don't know the struggles of a differently sized foot.
Man. No, that's the first time I've ever heard of a person with two different sized feet.
Me too.
It probably has happened.
If you probably measured all your feet.
It's a little bit off.
They're a little bit
off.
But
not that much.
But not like that.
Yeah.
But the bigger they are, the more the difference would be, right? Mm-hmm. So like if you have a smaller foot, it's not going to.
You got to maybe go get them cobbled every time.
Yeah. Cobbled shoes.
Yeah, you'd have to get them custom made, I guess. Because I'm sure there's women that say they have their boobs, one boob's bigger than the other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So do they sell bras with different cup sizes?
There's no way a set of cobbled shoes are going to be as cool as like the latest Nikes.
Or, no, a man made them.
Imagine a man made your running shoes.
I've made you the shoes to go to school with. Look at how cool these are.
No.
They're made of wood or deer skin.
No. It's like fur.
And I put strength.
Thanks.
There you go.
You'd have to buy, you'd have to take the loss, I guess. If you wanted a real cool pair of shoes, you'd have to buy the 16 and the 14 and toss one of each out.
I'll be honest. I would buy the 16 and then I would just, whatever I have to do with some foam and some something, I would tighten it up in there.
Right. If your shoe was too big, you couldn't run right or do anything.
Well, I wouldn't
activity.
Be running. I would yeah, just you, be, yeah.
This one, we're talking about Governor Cuomo's nipples appear to be pierced, and we found that out yesterday. You could see it under his shirt. What's your under-the-clothes surprise? Someone said, found out my grandmother has a tattoo on her ass that says, F you.
Grandma.
I'd be so disappointed in my grandma.
That's so funny. You hit the right tone with it. Grandma.
Grandma.
She's wild.
F you. That's a no.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Read it and wait.
That'll teach him, Grandma.
Yeah.
I dated showing that tattoo too.
I dated only bikers.
You should have seen what else was written on there. I had a bunch removed. That's what was left.
Oh my God, Grandma. Grandma's tattoo surprise. Not something you'd especially if she was just like a sweet old grandma. Like maybe she had a crazy youth, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And then she became your traditional sweet old grandma.
Yeah.
And then you saw her. F me?
Yeah. F you.
F you.
F you.
Yeah.
F you.
Yeah. Like F me would be even
that, is that
more
worse?
Wild.
Is F me worse than
yes,
F you?
Yes, of course yeah. it is.
That was a message specifically for your grandfather.
Yeah.
Only he got to read that.
Well, him and his buddies.
Yeah, well, we'd have our orgies.
Back to the woman that had the secret slut and Queen of Spades tattoo. Mm-hmm. Apparently a Queen of Spades tattoo means you're into BBC.
Okay. That's good to know.
In black.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. If you ever encounter a lady with one of those, little heads up for you there.
You know, I guess what you hope is she gets all those tattoos when she's with you because it's like you're the person or whatever. You know, like it'd be wild for me to meet some girl, start dating, and then... pull down the trousers and there's like a slut tattoo and right. It's like, wow, that means this place has been
well, that's not visited. A person for you, I guess.
No, no.
The some dude was on the line. I just lost him there, but he is in Florida and he says that his under his clothes surprise is that he carries fake urine under his balls every day because he gets random drug tests. So he always has the pee on him.
What a thing to have to do. Just because you want to do drugs still.
Clean pee.
You know? Like you just got to fill a bag of pee every morning and shove it between your balls. It's just part of your ritual.
Mm-hmm.
Or would you just
extra
like,
time in the morning.
Does pee go stale? Like if I got
I think
my
it'd have
pee,
to be fresh.
It would have to be.
I think they can test it for a whole bunch of stuff, whether it's fresh, what temperature it is. So you'd probably keep it by your balls to keep it like a body temperature.
That's what you do, I think, yeah. But I mean, I don't know how long it's good for.
That's my question. Like, if I have fake pee or, you know, someone else's pee, how long can I keep that under my balls or do I have to keep getting fresh stuff?
I don't know.
Can you get charged with being the pee supplier?
Probably.
Like if I went on Craigslist and sold my amazing clean pee?
I don't know. That's a good question, man, because in a way... It's
like, I don't know what you're
going
to do with it.
Yeah, you like, could be just like for fetish.
Yeah, people. What if you just want to pour it on yourself?
Yeah.
I guess that's your out.
Dude, I think you're protected.
You had no idea of their intentions.
Yeah.
I was just trying to sell some perverts.
That's it. Whoa. What a game. What a wicked game.
Yeah, well, let's all get into the pee game. I'm selling all my liquids right now.
My pee is flawless. What do you want?
Give you a nice golden.
How much do you want?
This one said that his ex had quite a surprise. One fake boobie, one real boobie.
Well, that could be surgery.
Well,
or...
no, she went through puberty. Only one of her boobs grew. So she had one double D and one B.
Hmm.
They shrunk one to a D, and they had to blow the other one up to even them out.
Yeah, I've heard of that before.
Yeah.
Somebody my sister went to school with, I think, had a similar situation.
The D to B ratio was off.
Way off. Yeah.
Very lopsided.
That's off.
Yeah, you'd have to stuff. If you weren't going to go surgery, you'd have to at least stuff your bra just to kind of, you know, make it appear somewhat right.
Yeah.
Someone texted saying that they're under the close surprise. They've got 2 5-inch long stabbing scars from a bar fight on their ribs that their parents have never seen.
It's crazy to be like, I was stabbed a couple of times.
Yeah.
And you hid that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Someone said fake pee unopened has a forever shelf life. I had the same pee for 2 years, had to use it, still worked.
Ew.
2 years.
So that's fake pee. That's fake pee. I wonder if there's a product. Yeah,
the synthetic urine called Monkey Whiz. So it's good for 2 years.
Okay.
I've seen that stuff before. Does it actually work? Like,
that's what you guys are saying. There's a ton of people using it.
I just feel like the authorities would be onto the game of Monkey Whiz.
So. Yeah.
You know, and be able to be like, no, you got the Monkey Whiz. Let's get some real whiz.
I think the piss game for those, like, officers and things that have to deal with that, it's a whack-a-mole situation. They're always refining piss technology.
Yeah. They're changing it up.
It's a good game.
Yeah, apparently a ton of our listeners use synthetic.
Oh, my God.
Sure, yeah.
Can you imagine?
They know a lot about it.
Half the people listening right now have pee under their balls right now.
Yeah, they've got synthetic urine under their balls as we speak. Yeah, because it's text after text.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's got their secrets.
Yeah.
This one said, I live in Pasco County, Florida. My underclothes surprise, a 45. Thank you all. Ripcord. Well, a lot of people. If you live in Pasco County, probably good to be back.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Good to be back in heat.
I'd have 3 on me.
Pasco County's crazy, right?
Yeah, I'd have a boot.
That's where the craziest stories.
I always see on Live PD they do Pasco County sometimes.
Yeah, it's like just a nonstop.
They got to deal with some wild stuff down there.
Yeah,
Pasco.
Mm-hmm.
The drugs is strong. Yeah.
By the way, if you want to see the picture of Governor Cuomo with his apparent nipple piercings, go check it out at Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Just before we move on about Governor Cuomo.
We're going to talk about his brother. Next.
No, I know. No, what I'm saying is, so the photos have now come out.
Mm-hmm.
We all know he does a press conference a day about the coronavirus, and that's tragic, and we all know that. Does someone
ask?
Does someone bring it up?
Please ask someone.
I think it would be
Governor awkward. Cuomo.
This is inappropriate.
It is inappropriate.
America wants to know.
I'm not saying it's not. But what I don't know is what kind of credentials you need to get into that whole area, or if you just have to be some loosey-goosey internet reporter.
I'm sure you need some credentials. He may just address it. Let's just get this over with off the top.
Yeah. People of New York and the world.
Show us.
I have a bar through my nipples.
Show us, Governor.
Here you go. He might. He's a Cuomo, dude. Those Cuomos will be like, we'll rip his shirt open.
Because you know what? Like, now he's getting like presidential talk about him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, like, could America elect a president with nipples pierced?
I hope we could.
Yes. He's got my vote.
Oh, yeah.
If he's just running strictly on a pierced nipple platform, here's my vote.
Strictly on a pierced nipple platform.
Yeah.
Well, give it a couple of years. We'll get there.
I mean, it'll be a key issue in the debate.
Oh, it sure would. It sure would.
Oh, because they'd paint him as some sort of sexual freak, don't you think?
Yeah, they'd be like talking about
they'd put him to middle America as some sort of sexual pervert.
It's wild times.
Pierced.
Anything goes, I think.
Yeah.
You're right. I mean, you can grab people, you can do whatever you want, and it's not a
nipple
big deal.
Should be nothing.
Sniff hair.
Yeah. I mean, we got a couple.
All sorts of things. It's wild times right now.
Crazy
thing. Yeah, I don't think it's the nipple. I think you'd be like, I have nipple rings.
Somewhere. Yeah.
I don't sniff anybody.
You know what? I'm not smelling
grab anybody.
Like, oh, man, okay. Our choices are wild.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.